The news is read now by Susan Jackson.
Investigations are continuing into a suspected murder-suicide in southwest Dublin. The bodies of 12-year-old Oisin O'Reilly and his 48-year-old father Wayne O'Reilly were found at separate homes in Clondalkin and Ballyfermot yesterday morning. TUSLA has confirmed that the young boy was known to the Child and Family Agency. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari.
Details of this suspected murder-suicide, which has impacted two communities in southwest Dublin, began to emerge early yesterday morning after emergency services were called to a house in the Cherry Orchard area of Ballyfermot. There they discovered the body of Wayne O'Reilly in the back garden with suspected self-inflicted injuries. Follow-up searches at another house connected to him on Leyland Road in the Bonog area of Clondalkin led to the discovery of the body of his 12-year-old son, Oisin. Gardaí suspect that Oisin died violently and that Wayne O'Reilly may have taken his own life. In October, the pair were reported missing by Gardaí but were discovered safe 2 days later. The Child and Family Agency TUSLA confirmed that the boy and his family were known to the agency. They're now likely to face questions about what interactions they may have had with the family in the 3 months since that incident was reported to Gardaí. Samantha Librari, RTÉ News, Clondalkin in West Dublin.
EU sources have expressed disappointment at the government's rejection of the EU-Mercosur trade agreement, given what they described as Ireland's traditional image as an export-oriented economy. Ireland will vote against the trade deal when member states meet at ambassador level in Brussels this morning. However, following Italy's decision to support the trade deal, it's expected to be approved by a qualified majority. From Brussels, our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.
The expected endorsement of the EU-Mercosur agreement will mark a key milestone in a long process to forge the world's largest free trade deal, bringing together two of the globe's biggest markets in terms of population size and trade volume. The determination to finally get it over the line was turbocharged by US President Donald Trump's return to the White House and his upending of global trading norms. For the European Commission, this was about creating a platform upon which a rules-based trading system could prevail and about building a bridge to Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay and Uruguay, who were signalling their desire to diversify away from the United States. Yet environmental groups and farmers have railed against the prospect of more cheaply produced beef and poultry imports hitting sensitive markets at home, with further fears about hormone beef and products tainted with antibiotics. The Commission has insisted such goods remain banned in the EU and that audits within Mercosur will be increased, as well as sanitary and phytosanitary controls at points of entry into the EU. There was disappointment last night in some EU quarters at Ireland's decision to reject the trade deal, with one senior source suggesting the government had been unwilling to endorse concessions made to farmers and had failed to present the potential positives of the deal to other sectors of the Irish economy. Tony Connolly, RTÉ News, Brussels.
The US President Donald Trump has said he needs ownership of Greenland because it is psychologically needed for success. The comments came as Denmark and Greenland's envoys to Washington launched a diplomatic push to persuade the Trump administration to reconsider its position. From the Greenlandic capital Nuuk, our Deputy Foreign Editor Edmund Heafy.
In a 3-hour interview with the New York Times, Donald Trump acknowledged that under an existing 1951 treaty with Denmark, the US already has extensive military rights in Greenland. But the US president said that's not enough. Ownership, Mr. Trump said, is very important, describing it as psychologically needed for success. When asked what was more important, obtaining Greenland or preserving the NATO military alliance, he said it may be a choice. The comments were published after it emerged that Denmark's ambassador and Greenland's chief representative to Washington held meetings with White House officials yesterday to discuss the push to acquire the territory, perhaps by military force. Edmund Heafy, RTÉ News, Nuuk, Greenland.
Protesters have been marching through Iran's capital and other cities in the largest anti-government protests in years. The protests were sparked by anger over the collapse of the Iranian currency. A monitoring group has reported an internet blackout across Iran. And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Cold to start with frost and icy patches slow to clear. A bright day overall with spells of sunshine and scattered showers turning wintry at times. Highest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees. And there's a warning that west to northwest winds will occasionally reach gale force 8 this afternoon and evening on Irish coastal waters from Dungarvan to Mizenhead to Slinehead.